99.9.
Brother, brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today.
Yeah. Time now for the Empowerment Hour here on Praise 107.9, presented by the Jacksonville Urban League and First Thursday Jacksonville. And now, here's your host, Dr. Richard Danford of the Jacksonville Urban League, and Larry Williams of First Thursday Jacksonville.
And Jarman Leitner of Harvest Intervention Services. Hey, happy Saturday, everybody. Good morning, Jacksonville, and happy Saturday, Duval. Hey, welcome to the Empowerment Hour. This is Larry Williams, your co-host. Along with my co-host on the left is Jarman Leitner, president of Harvest Intervention Services and First Thursday Jacksonville. And on my right is Dr. Richard Danford, president of the Jacksonville Urban League. How many years? 70 years? Oh.
Seems like a lifetime. as hard as this work is, my God. I mean, it doesn't get any easier.
Huh? Well, if it was easy, everybody would be doing it, Doc.
That's
why
true.
Do you think you pay you the big bucks?
Yeah, I wish.
But hey, it's a lot going on, team, and you know, it's always good to be alive and well, and just praise God for the opportunity to be here. You know, God's granted us this opportunity for over 2 years now, Doc, and we're still going strong. You know, I'm sure that when we started this 2.5 years ago, I didn't think we'd still be here, but by the grace of God, we are. So, amen for that.
Does that mean we're doing some things right?
Well, I think we're doing a lot of things right. I think one of some of the things that we're doing right is getting here on Saturday morning.
Just show up, right?
Show up.
We had a good meeting with ownership this past week, so things are looking good. And welcome to our Facebook folks who are listening and watching. And, you know, we thank you all for listening. Thank our listeners. You know, without you all, we wouldn't have this show. We have a special guest in the studio. Dr. Tammy Hodo.
Tammy. Hey, our expert.
Yeah.
Okay, now we have some folk up in here that know what they're talking about. Okay? She is credentialed.
Yes, sir. We got credentialed people. We got doctors all around us and on each end, book end on me and John. I guess we're the lightweights in this group.
No, brother.
But we got a bunch of presidents in here and CEOs, too. So, hey, if we can't get it right, nobody
can. In our
own
mind, I guess. Well, you know.
Doc, what's going on? It's Saturday morning, and boy, this has been an awesome week for news.
Golly, it's so much. I mean, where do we start? You know, we can talk about the murder rate. I want to mention that briefly, and then we have the 50th anniversary of consolidation. We need to talk about that and the impact it is currently having on what's happening in Jacksonville. Mm-hmm. We certainly want to talk some about the stereotyping that's taking place more recently with the candidate for governor. And, of course, our expert in
the Republican candidate.
No, our expert, Dr. Hodo, I'm sure, will have some words to say. But I guess what we really need to talk about is certainly the crime situation and what is happening in this community. And, of course, we're looking at what impact is all of this will have on the momentum that they seem to have in terms of downtown development. But of course, there's no momentum at all to effectively deal with the you know, the myriad of issues that that are impacting, you know, those disadvantaged communities. So, you know, with that, we're at, according to the sheriff's office now, we're looking at statistics directly from the sheriff's office as opposed to the Times Union. And so the sheriff is listing 72 homicides or murders for this year. So that's January through August. And, of course, we had, what, three or four this weekend?
This past weekend.
And, of course, but anyway, let's move on.
Well, it is what it is.
John, what's going on with you? I see you anxious to get into the conversation.
Anxious? Do I look anxious? I have to be. Y'all just take over. Just take over. Had a donut yet. Well, I see that the city leaders are trying to launch anti-violence initiatives to put more than just $350,000 into programs to get local churches and grassroots agencies involved in bringing about change for children. And I just thought that was interesting that only $350,000 out of all the churches. There are churches that are already doing that are involved in being mentors and helping children and helping families and feeding the hungry, and only $350,000 when $3.6 million were allotted for school safety officers that are not in the schools yet. So I don't understand.
Well, it's an interesting situation, and you know, no matter what we're doing, when we start throwing good money after bad, if that's my thought about it, and we need to do more in the prevention and intervention sides of the of the violence that's in our communities, and not you know, trying to, you know, placate the community with these token dollars. You know, $350,000 is not going to generate jobs or create more business opportunities for struggling minority and black-owned businesses. That's where we need to be focusing on in entrepreneurship, things that are going to create long-term solutions to a systemic problem that's been in our community
Throw
forever.
Throw some crumbs out there.
Yeah, but, you know,
$350,000, that's some crumbs.
Yeah, considering what we spend and what the city's budget is. And, you know, I think that's one of the fallacies of consolidation. As we celebrate 50 years, obviously
it's a celebration.
Well, it's a commemoration rather than a celebration.
Yeah,
and certainly consolidation has been good in many respects for this city. But in hindsight, and as we look at has the Northwest Quadrant, for example, really received the economic resources and the attention that it's needed in order to progress? I don't think so.
I was going to say, is that a question or a statement? Because
it's both.
It definitely hasn't been done. You know, when we're still, I've been here 5 years, and in since the time I've been here, it's always been about the septic tanks on the Northwest Quadrant. I came here, I was perplexed that the septic tanks were still in existence in the city of Jacksonville. I mean, in any major city.
Well, let's not go to septic tanks. Let's go back to the $350,000, $400,000. Mm-hmm. You know, it's very interesting that the same people, the same establishments, have all the solutions for the ills of that community. Okay, there's no input from the community as to what should be done. I mean, how do you access the mayor's office? You know, we can call, we can get Sheriff Williams over here, you know, on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, is that what? Look at all the forfeiture funds that, you know, through the sheriff's office. He could use that specifically for certain communities. I mean, he could have a cadre of people out there that are supportive of the sheriff. You know, you need someone out there to talk to the community.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, first of all, you need a plan.
Not only for the sheriff, but it goes for the mayor as well.
Yeah. But
I mean, you don't have anyone, you know, speaking to the community in a way that they can provide input to the decisions that are being made at City Hall. that's one of the fallacies of consolidation.
Yeah. Well, you know, we got a lot of fallacies on that consolidation. So, you know, you're on that topic. I'm still on trying to get some of these septic tanks out of here. But
the dollar, the allocation, right? You know, we need to maybe just reallocate.
And we're gonna come back to that, John. But I hate to cut you off, but we're getting signal that it's time to take a break, and we need to play some music because you know a lot of our people are sitting up watching. You know, drinking.
What about respect? Are we gonna play respect?
Drinking their coffee and eating their donuts this morning. So we're gonna. This is Praise 107.9 FM, and this is the Empowerment Hour. Dr. Richard Danforth, Jarman Lightning, Larry Williams, and Dr. Hoda.
The Lord is my shepherd.
He goes before me.
He goes before me.
Defender behind me.
Defender behind me.
Y'all been practicing. I won't fear.
I won't fear.
I'm filled with anointing.
I'm filled with anointing.
Thank you, Jesus. My cup's overflowing.
My cup's overflowing.
No weapon can harm me.
No weapon can harm me.
Jesus. I won't fear. People of God, sing hallelujah. Just shout Jesus right there. He always guides me.
He always guides me.
Through mountains and valleys.
Through mountains and valleys.
His joy is refreshing.
His joy is refreshing.
Restores my soul.
Restores my soul.
Say this with confidence. Mercy and goodness.
Mercy and goodness.
Ooh, oh, give me assurance.
Give me assurance.
Oh, that I'll see your glory.
I'll see his glory.
Oh, face to face.
Oh,
right. Hey, we're back. This is Larry Williams with the On the Empowerment Hour with my co-host, Dr. Richard Danford, of the Jacksonville, president of Jacksonville Urban League, Jarman Leitner, who's president of First Thursday Jacksonville and Harvest Intervention Services. We could use some of that intervention, Jarman.
Yes.
They didn't give you any of that $350,000?
No, maybe I can get along with some of those grassroots
agencies. I know the
Urban
League got a big chunk of it. we're going to chop it up a little bit with the with politics. And there was a lot going on. We talked about the crime situation, the killings and shootings and things that occurred in Jacksonville, really putting a bad label on the city as a whole, the shootings and the crime. Folks are on the national level looking at us like, hey, what's going on down there? Is something bad in the water? What's up?
Well, what is Sean Conn thinking about all this?
He's just pocketing the money and keep on running. You don't have to live here. Anyways, part of our segment, we're going to bring in our expert on racial affairs, and that's Dr. Tammy Hodo.
Racial affairs.
it's been a big deal going on. For the first time, we have an African American running and who's a candidate, a Democratic candidate for governor for the mm-hmm. state of Florida. Can you believe that? Wow.
Yes.
Man, times have changed, but the more they change, the more they stay the same.
Yes,
and Dr. Danford.
So he's going to be the next governor. Well, he'll be the first African American governor of the great state of Florida.
Yes, and the ironic thing is that there's also a possibility that we have a black governor in Georgia.
Ooh,
female.
Okay, but Doc and I were talking over the week, and. We were talking about the GOP governor candidate who is DeSantis, and his remarks following the election on Tuesday night, and I think it was Wednesday morning. He had some rather abrupt remarks about
he had too many donuts.
He had too many Trumps, one or the other. But you know the comments were totally out of line as far as I'm concerned, and I think my sentiments are shared across the country, and a lot of folks chimed in across the country about those comments, and when he inferred that the state of Florida would be getting monkeyed around if they elected
the monkey party. He said the monkey party started.
Yeah. So Dr. Tammy, what are your comments on that? Those comments. How do we take that? Is it a racial insult or was it
a stereotype that we certainly in the African American community we've had to deal with stereotypes since we've been here off right. the slave
absolutely.
Ships.
Absolutely.
Okay. Right. I think, I don't know if you all remember Richard Sherman when there was an incident on the NFL member.
Yes, I was there.
Right. And he was talking with the reporter, and then all of a sudden they came out and said that he was a thug.
Yes.
And he had to explain to them that he had bachelor's and master's, I think, from Stanford in Correct. Communication. He yes. realized that was kind of coded language.
Yes.
And that thug was the new N-word.
Yes.
Well, I mean, I don't think using monkey is even really much coded, but I think it's definitely playing to the base.
Mm-hmm.
I think because we do have an African American who is actually going to be the candidate for the Democratic Party for governor, I think Santos knew exactly what he said.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it's rather disturbing, though, if we look, and this is Santos went to Yale and Harvard, so he knows exactly what he said. I don't think that it was a Floridian slip or anything of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
I think cognitively he has the capability to understand what
perception.
I think he has the ability to understand exactly how we would interpret that.
Let me get that thesaurus out. Go ahead.
But I do. I think he knew exactly what he said. I think that was something that should not have been said. I think he was definitely, though, like Gillian said, playing to his base.
Absolutely.
I think that was intentional, but I'm really amazed. I guess I have a really hard time with how quick Americans' history is forgotten in regards to the treatment of some Europeans when they came over, specifically Eastern Europeans, to include Italians, which, as per his biography, is what DeSantos is. Mm-hmm. He's Italian-American, and Italian, Irish, and Polish were treated very poorly when they initially came to the U.S. They were Eastern Europeans. A lot of them practiced Catholicism, mm-hmm. which, you know, as Catholic, we're a Protestant nation. They were treated like the other. They were considered less than. So I guess, you know, throughout this process, since they've been absorbed into the whole construct of whiteness, that memory, you know, that short-term memory is obviously at play here, because just thinking that that's okay to say that and not remembering probably two generations ago how his family could have been treated when they came here, and that discomfort and the labeling and the stereotypes is very disheartening to hear someone who's running for a major political office think that it's okay.
Yes. But Tammy, on the other side of that, he said it, but a lot of people believe it, mm-hmm. simply because perhaps the way our young people are acting out, in other words, the behaviors that they're, you know,
right. Well, actually, he was politically correct, I guess, if you can say that, for saying monkey party, because it's actually referred to as a chimp out. A chimp out. Don't let them get started with the chimp out. So,
oh my goodness,
that is another term to say monkey party. So that's the term that's being thrown around.
Well, but the sad thing is, not only are we talking about this stereotype, but then we talk about another label of being a socialist. And so I'm saying, we hear about socialism, we hear about fascism, we hear about communism, all these isms. So how do you, you know, what makes someone a socialist and a communist? Isn't Russia, what is that? Is it a communist or a fascist country?
Well, I think it's a communist. I mean, if we look at North Korea, that's a communist.
Okay, you know? So in the relationships that appears to be happening in D.C., mm-hmm. okay, mm-hmm. I mean, how do you call a man who happens to be black, a monkey, mm-hmm. and a socialist, mm-hmm. when you are doing some things directly with other communist countries?
Exactly.
In particular, Russia. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you don't see anything, you don't see, that doesn't raise a flag?
Yeah, there's a lot red flags.
It should.
And so, Dr. Danforth, you're saying that, you know, for our listeners who don't or may have never heard of the term monkey party or chimp out, and you said it's in a reflection of African Americans' behaviors?
It could be. I think that, you know, we talk about the kids walking around with the pants hanging down to their, you know what I mean? And of course, even the way we wear our hair oftentimes, you know, that's perceived as a certain negative, you know. So, you know, if you're not mimicking or doing exactly what the majority population does, you know, right. Mm-hmm. I.e., you know, the white community, then you're different.
And I think we all are different, and we're going to continue this conversation after the break. Remember, you can call in at 296-2251, 904-296-2251, the Empowerment Hour. We have our special guest is Dr. Tammy Hodo from the University of North Florida, and we're going to come back and continue the conversation about with our racial expert here. This is Praise 107.9 FM, the Empowerment Hour.
Keeper, you will never fail. Your love is true. Promise keeper, you deliver on your word, and I will trust you. You never lie, you never lie. You see my need, you hear my cry. You never fail, you never fail.
Hey, this is Larry Williams, the Empowerment Hour. I'm having a little technical difficulties, but we'll get through it. It's Saturday morning. Happy Saturday. It's always some good stuff going on the Empowerment Hour. And, you know, we're alive and in the studios with Dr. Danford, Jarman Leitner, and Dr. Tammy Hodo. And we're talking about the election and apparently the fraudulent slip of by one of the gubernatorial candidates for governor of Florida. And Dr. Hodo, you were talking about the you were commenting on that. And one of our caller called in. Can we get her on the air, Steve? Wanted to say that she was interested in letting her thoughts be known that, you know, there are no slips like that. That was intentional. And once it's said, you know, we have too much of this going on where people say things and then want to apologize later. It is what it is. When you say it, you meant it, and it came out, and you can't put the genie back in the bottle.
Or not apologize.
No, I don't think there's
and even if they apologize,
she was talking in general because okay. Your president often does that and comes back and said, I didn't say that. So,
okay.
So,
you mean what he said was fake?
Yeah. Dr. Tammy, what's up?
Well, I think that stereotypes, you know, I think right now with the racial climate in America, that a lot of people feel empowered.
Yes.
And emboldened.
Yes.
And that they're saying how they feel, which actually I'm pretty okay with.
Okay.
Let me know how you feel.
Right.
You know,
right.
That way, you know, before it was more covert, now it's kind of mm-hmm. overt. You know, mm-hmm. let me know your ideals, how you feel, you know, that way I can make sure if it's about my money, I don't spend it with you.
Yes.
You know, if it's about my power to vote, I make sure I don't vote for you.
There you go.
You know,
that's why we bring her on.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But I just think that stereotypes are alive and well. I'm amazed at our inability to be concerned for some groups. Like we just had this mass shooting last week.
Right.
You know, and when we tend to see those type of events, I know in the minority community, and it's sad to say, you know, first we, of course, hope that everybody's okay. We're
yes.
sorry to hear about it, first and foremost. We pray about it. But then we pray that it's not one of our people who did it, you know, because we already have enough negative stereotypes and innuendos and things like that that are already targeting our communities. And so it's like, okay, well, who did it?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
And that's concerning in itself right there.
Absolutely.
Just because of the amount of stereotypes. It's like people don't realize that we're diverse within the black community.
Mm-hmm.
We're not all of the same social class. We're not
Absolutely.
All of the same educational level or religion. But people want to group us all together, but then they get upset if we turn around and do the exact same thing.
Absolutely. And you know, being from Georgia, you know, it's always been upfront and in our face about racism. And so I'm in concert with you that, you know, be yourself. I'd rather you tell me up front that you're a racist and I know how to deal with you than, you know, trying to, you know, grin in my face and
come on, Larry. Who's going to admit up front
your
face that, hey, I'm a racist?
As Dr. Tammy pointed out, there's a lot of people that are emboldened right now to be able to do that.
Okay, they better make sure that they're talking to the right person.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So do we have a... We can try to do this caller. We'll see what's happening. Good morning, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning. You have something to share with us this morning? Everyone can call in and share with us at 296-2251. Go ahead.
I just feel that, you know, to make any obvious thing that Ron DeSantis said about the Democratic nominee for governor of the state of Florida, it was inappropriate at first, at best. And then he did it because he thought he could get away with it that nobody would understand. But he underestimated the power of God.
Okay.
He does not allow for all of this wrong to continue on and nothing is said about it. Thank God for the media that the people will talk about it and bring it out so more people will understand. When you go to the poll to vote, you need to vote for the right person, no matter what, whether they're Democrat or Republican or whatever. because that is the only way that we're going to be able to overcome bad with good.
Yes. Okay, well.
And we needed, you know, what about those that are not voting, that are not registered? And of course, we have many that are so frustrated with what's going on that they refuse to go down and vote.
What we need to do is encourage those people. We need to not talk about it. We need to get among them and let them see that their right to vote is a privilege that they are giving up.
Yes. I agree with you totally. And, caller, thank you for calling in and sharing with us this morning. Those were good thoughts. And please continue listening and call in on a regular basis. We'd love to hear from our listeners. So thank you and have a blessed day and happy Labor Day. Right.
Thank you, Union, for Labor Day. You got Monday off because of the union. Yeah. Labor union.
Well, let's not go there.
And quite frankly, I don't have Monday off.
Monday off, right? It's not a holiday for us
entrepreneurs. I'm sorry, yes, not off.
We're not off.
Yes, yeah. Yes. But anyways, getting back to the subject at hand, aside from the gubernatorial primary election, there was, I want to say, congratulations to Congressman Al Lawson for his victory last Tuesday, and I think there was a couple of other folks that were successful in their primaries and moving forward. Kim Daniels was there, and there were a lot of folks who aren't moving forward either. So, you know, tough. Better luck next time. And you know, elections are always strange deals because you know people don't vote typically in the primary. We only had a 28% turnout here in Jacksonville in Duval County, which is pathetic.
28%. Everyone in here went to vote, right?
Oh yes. Yeah,
right.
We vote early.
Yes,
and
thank you.
Often.
And not often, but early.
So, do you think we're going to have a higher percentage coming up because of what's going on in this country?
Well, I think we're going to have a higher percentage in Florida because of the governor's race and the fact that you have a young African American who's really qualified to be the governor running against someone who's Trump candidate. So I think that's going to be very important, and I think he's going to draw a lot of young people to the polls. People who typically won't get out and vote, I think is going to be similar to the deal that happened when President Obama caught the nation by storm. You know, it takes is some energy, passion, and people having something to go out and vote for. And I think here in Jacksonville, we become apathetic about voting, and you see the results of what we're getting as people that are representing us in across the board in the councils and in the mayor's office. So we got to get better with our votes and be more strategic in our voting.
Right, and like we said before on the air, you know, just educate yourself and become aware. And then if you have candidates that are speaking things like, you know, terms like monkey party and racial slurs, then you know who not to vote for. Okay, so you can go through a process of elimination. Who's against what I believe? Because you know, you can't say you love God and then you hate people, whatever color or race there is, because God is love and hate is the opposite of that. So you can't stand and say you're for Christian values and still harbor hatred in your heart.
Absolutely. Tammy?
I just wanted to chime in on what she just said. I guess that's what blows me away now when I see like the Christian evangelicalist base that continues to support some of the candidates that say some really derogatory things.
Yes.
In regards to people who do not look like them.
Do they have a Bible in their hands when they're speaking? You remember that's what happened to our relatives during the lynching era,
right?
Okay,
yes.
We were swinging at trees, and of course they had their Bibles
and Christianity.
It was all under. We were able to do that, and we need to do it because of what because of Christianity and what is said in the Bible. In other words, how they interpreted what is in the Bible.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. And that interpretation has led many to led to many hangings, mm-hmm. and we were still sitting there singing and praising God. So, you know,
so let's not let that happen again.
Exactly.
I mean, we don't we need to be vigilant because
yes. Absolutely.
I mean, mm-hmm. we're seeing some scary stuff around mm-hmm. this country. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if people are really listening and understand, you know, the underlinings of what's going on and what is being said. We can wake up one morning and, I mean, all hell could break loose. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're really close. We're really close. I mean, we're having some serious issues in this country yeah, that absolutely. We're not addressing.
Yes.
Well, I think that's the problem is that Americans don't realize or aren't being taught or don't remember the history.
Yes.
And exactly, you know, just like you said, how things have been used in the past and how close we seem to be repeating.
Absolutely. And when you know your history, you know your greatness. But if you don't know your history, you fall for anything. This is Praise 107.9 FM, the Empowerment Hour. We're going to take a break and come back. You can call in at 296-2251. The next segment is going to be the Entrepreneur Corner. We need to get some more entrepreneurs out here. Maybe we can make some changes if we have jobs and people getting contracts through some of the government work. But don't wait on the government to give you anything. Go out and get it for yourself.
That's
this is Praise 107.9 FM, the Empowerment Hour.
Lift my hands in total adoration of to you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you my cloudy days are gone. I can sing to you this song. I just wanna say that I love you more than anything. I lift my hands in total adoration to you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God. I can sing to you this song. I just want to say that I love you more than anything. Love me in your arms. You are my shelter from the storm. Right there all alone.
yes, yes, yes. Love you, yes, Jesus. Love you more than anything. Amen. Amen. Hey, amen. Happy Saturday, and welcome back to the Empowerment Hour, the Entrepreneur Corner. If you got a business out there you want to shout out, and or a special event that's coming up, then you need to be getting on the air right now. Get on the phone, 296-2251. What we're going to continue our conversation while we wait on the phones light up.
Well, we want some of the entrepreneurs, you know, if they've hired more people, you know, we want to hear from you, because
absolutely,
the more entrepreneurs, particularly in our community, hire another person, then it's going to help the entire
exactly
community.
Exactly.
So if you have some successes out there in expanding your operation, et cetera,
yes,
and let us hear from you. Yes. If you're having some challenges, I know that Dr. Jaman has been talking about some of her
challenges. We should make you an honorary. It's honorary. We gave you one.
I take it. Thank you, Dr.
Oh, well, you're certified. You have credentials.
Yes.
I mean, there's a lot of people running around talking about their doctor, and they're not.
Well, I could just share that Harvest Intervention Services, we've had some successes as well as challenges. Yes, we have hired more people, and it's just what we're finding out is not about the quantity, it's the quality. So okay, even though we have hired a lot of people, some of them, you know, didn't weather the storm. You know,
absolutely,
they didn't hang in there, they weren't loyal, and then they fall away. So you just, you know, you continue to push at it. That's part of entrepreneurship,
right,
to continue to recruit and, again, look for quality people that are on board with your mission,
talented,
and your purpose.
Talented.
Absolutely.
That have integrity, you know, but sometimes you don't see that till later on, that they don't have that.
And, and I understand Dr. Tammy has started her new business.
All right,
congratulations. She's joined the entrepreneur family. So you better
off tomorrow, okay? So
I know.
You better give us a plug
not tomorrow,
now,
Monday.
If you're looking for some business now. This
I
is
am.
So.
I'm going to make sure I come to the first Thursday.
Oh, yes. First Thursday, next Thursday, 5:30
p.m. 5:30
at the Jacksonville Urban League. We'll be there and with our things on and having a good time and sharing information. We're going to have a couple of announcements about some things that's coming up in the near future at the Urban League and with First Thursday. I'll take this opportunity, since we're talking about entrepreneurship, Anchor Advertising Group, we're looking for some public relations professionals who can help out on a freelance basis. We added a new national client, and so we're going to be doing work across the country, and so we're looking for some good.
Do I have the skill sets? Do I have the skill sets?
Well, I said professional.
And when he says,
relations.
Wait a minute,
when he says professional, Dr. he means professional. Oh, like okay, he is like the professional person.
Okay.
Don't come here and half step and you have to be professional.
But yeah, Doc, you meet the requirements. You got the credentials. So come on board.
Are you professional, Dr. Danvers?
But yeah, we're always trying to enhance our entrepreneurs and make sure that we're helping get the word out. Jarman was talking about some of their successes. I've experienced that along the way as her business coach, and she's done a wonderful job, you know, running her business, growing it and expanding it. And you know, I'm just proud of you. You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
It's some ups and downs in it. But Tammy, you have a new consulting business you want to share with us?
Yes, I do. I've decided, considering the type of work that I do and that I actually enjoy, I thought it would be ideal to open a consulting company. So it's called All Things Diverse, allthingsdiverse.com, a consulting company to help companies as well as educational institutions address issues of inclusivity in the workplace.
Oh, great.
So considering the current racial climate in America, I thought that it would be an ideal time. I know in the judicial system here, as per my understanding for all of Florida, I think they get like 90 minutes of training on implicit bias and microaggression.
A whole 90 minutes?
A whole 90 minutes, exactly. And I'm not real sure what the police are getting right now, but considering the level of hypersegregation, you know, mm-hmm. blacks tend to live in areas where there are other blacks and whites live in white areas. And that lack of interaction, you know, good interaction between the police and our community, you know, ideally they would get training too on microaggressions and cultural competence and microaggressions and implicit bias and how that can impact their interaction with community members.
All right.
I did want to give one shout out as well, Restore, which I sit on their board, which is about rebuilding ex-offenders successfully through opportunities, rehabilitation, and education. We're hosting a line dance party on the 21st of September. Tickets are $20. We have those for sale. That includes food. It will be at 927 West Forsyth Street, which is 927 Event. Again, that'll be on the 21st of September at 7:30. It's a line dance party featuring DJ Brown Sugar.
Now, we're not going to have a monkey dance, are we?
No, we're not going to have, no, there's he just, no, there he is just no had monkey
had
dance.
He just had to go there, didn't he? He just had to go there.
Yes.
So it's going to be line dancing. It's a fundraiser, and it's what is the fundraising for?
It is for Restore, which we are working with ex-offenders. We're actually working on building a transitional house here for female ex-offenders when they return to society, to help them in regards to employment, education, any counseling services, things like that, so that we can ensure that they're successful.
Awesome. That sounds like a great program to get involved with. Jamin,
all right, yes,
jumping up and down again.
I am. Harvest Intervention Services, we are also enrolling 4-year-olds who qualify for VPK and have a current IEP. Or if they are in need of an IEP, you know, because they show some signs of developmental delays, individualized education plan.
Okay.
And if they need some further assistance and maybe not, you know, thriving well in a typical classroom of 20 students, mm-hmm. and they mm-hmm. need some more individualized one-on-one therapy, we can assist with that. So you can call 904-595-6516 or visit harvestinterventions.com.
Okay.
Well, I mean, since we're talking about let me say to our listeners that on next Saturday morning, I'm going to roll out what I think is could be one of the answers to how we address the violence in this community. Okay. I've been working on some ideas. If we can get the real financial support to do it, I think that, you know, we've got to deal with conflict resolution in terms of how these young people are interacting with each other and how quickly they are to use guns, mm-hmm. you know, to solve their issues. So I have some ideas about it. You know, we talk about mental health mm-hmm. issues, and the first thing was said about the shooter at the landing is, oh, he had a mental problem.
Yeah.
Well, you know, look around in our communities and tell me we have walking mental problems.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And we've got to deal with that. We've got to provide a venue for people, you know, to deal, you know, with what's happening in their lives and in their communities. And when you see all of the development that's taking place in other communities, and absolutely nothing is going on in disadvantaged, underserved neighborhoods, mm-hmm. okay, we've got to do something. We've got to change. We've got to have a paradigm shift in terms of how resources are distributed.
Okay.
They're not equitably distributed throughout the Jacksonville, and maybe
Duval,
maybe consolidation has something to do with that.
I'm sure that it has a lot to do with it, and thank you for sharing that. And you're going to lay it out, the plan, to us next Saturday?
Yes, I am.
All right, then. Well, we're looking forward to that. Jamin,
yes, I wanted to share something about Facebook, just for parents and teachers. You know, there was a question, can social media use can it impact the well-being of teenagers? And it's impacting the well-being of children, because now, you know, when you're on Facebook, it'll just pop up under the people you may know, you know, just to scroll and see if that's somebody that you want to be friends with. Well, I know on our Facebook page, we don't even search anybody, but we're getting a lot of inappropriate content that comes up. So these pictures are sexual in nature. And so if you're not monitoring your children, they're watching these images. Mm-hmm. And they're coming up, you know, and without any.
Into that stuff?
Oh my God!
Especially
without
on
any
YouTube.
Without any warning, and we were, my husband and I were scrolling and think like, what are these pictures? What? So people are now using their cover photos to show again explicit sexual content.
And our children are
on Facebook all the time, mm-hmm. searching, looking for new friends, and they're seeing these images over and over and over again, and it's mm-hmm. just a warning to monitor what your children are seeing.
That's good. Those are good points. And you know, I know my grandchildren and children don't look at Facebook, so they're They don't want to have to worry about that.
They're not looking at you now?
No, they're not looking at me. They got better things to do. They hear me all the time.
Well, also next month, in the month of September, Chick-fil-A is giving away a one free 8-piece nugget meal, grilled or fried. So if you download their app all month of September in appreciation, this is one of their promotions.
What are these nuggets made of?
Chicken.
Dough.
Is it real chicken?
Yes, Chick-fil-A is supposed to be real chicken. It's reported to be real chicken.
I don't eat Chick-fil-A. They don't advertise with us, and they're not one of my clients. I'm boycotting.
Do they have any franchises? Are there any African-American franchises from Chick-fil-A?
Yes, there are a few.
In Jacksonville?
I don't know about Jacksonville now.
Yeah, that starts today, but you only get one per. It's only
You only get one nugget.
One meal.
The month of.
Not the one time, okay? Right.
So you guys know
they're going to convenience stores and say, can I buy one cigarette? And so they give them a cigarette for a quarter. Uh-huh. It is unbelievable.
Yes, because I want to know where the free food is. Because my kids eat Chick-fil-A.
Where the free food is. We're the Mr. Hoot, that's not us. That's Jarman.
All those parents out there appreciate it.
It must be Labor Day weekend because entrepreneurs aren't calling in. Maybe they're on Labor Day.
They're having a fun weekend.
So I'm going to just plug us again. First Thursday, next Thursday at the Jacksonville Urban League, 5:30 p.m. We're looking for public relations professionals at Anchor Advertising Group, anchoradgroup.com. Go there and sign up. We're looking for folks all over the country, but we're looking for folks right here in Jacksonville too.
Oh, you know, we have a 5K walk run.
Oh yeah,
Springfield right. Next month. When is it? The 15th.
Yeah, was that next month or this month?
This month. We're September now.
Oh, September. In a couple of weeks.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It was the 15th.
I believe so, but we need to check. Go on a website, a Facebook.
Well, you're in the right demographic now.
and sign up. You know,
We'll be there trying to recruit some people.
Okay.
Well, did you all see the 4-year-old girl who saved her family from that burning home? I just had to highlight. She was 4 years old in the living room area playing with her baby brother and saw a flame break out, and she was the one who alerted everyone to get all 5 people out of the house.
Wow. Okay. So before we get out of here, I just want to say one more thing. Rest in peace, Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin. It was an awesome funeral service yesterday. I hope mine's not 8 hours long. But
don't worry, you won't.
I hope it's 8 minutes.
Well, and we have to say a word about Senator John McCain.
Yes. Yes.
A veteran. I mean, mm-hmm. he paid his dues, a prisoner of war. You know, I was in Vietnam.